And I speak in the name of the one true and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Just a little bit of, I suppose, fun in a sense to start off the sermon this week. I'm going to ask you two choices, and you can tell me which you prefer. So, relatively easy. Red or green? Okay. Some say red, some say green. Chicken or beef? Both, absolutely. I think I'm with you there. Probably I'd say beef. Anyway, rock music or classical music? Classical music, some, I don't hear. No rockers here?
Both.
Huh?
Both,
absolutely. Classical rock music. Maybe we'll go with that. Okay. Coronation Street or EastEnders?
Neither.
Neither? Wow, didn't see that one coming. Is that pretty much a consensus? What would I add in there? Fair City? No? No soap fans here. I think I probably agree with that. Cows or sheep? Sheep? Okay. A few cow people here. All right. Ferrari or Skoda? I'll ask that question again. Ferrari or Skoda? Yeah, I think I'd probably say Ferrari as well. I'm not sure how long it would last around the country lanes. But anyway, I don't know if this is definitely the decisive question. New Holland or Massey Ferguson? Massey? Any New Holland? What is it around here? I thought that would be more contentious. The point of all of this is that we all have choices to make. And we all have preferences in life. We all have things to prioritise. Sometimes it's trivial, whether it's chicken or beef, or sometimes it's more important, the choices that we make. And that's the theme that I want to bring into the fourth chapter of the book that we have been looking at over these last number of weeks. The book is called How to Walk into Church by Tony Payne. And in the book, he is looking at what church is. He is looking at what the purpose of church is, and he's looking at who church is for. And each week I am taking a chapter of the book along with a Bible passage. As you know, at this stage I'm just introducing the subject matter. I'm encouraging us to take the handout of the particular chapter at the back of the church, to read it, to think about it for ourselves, and to chat further on a Wednesday evening in the rectory, if you so desire. And it's been interesting and challenging. Certainly, I find it from my own perspective. And as we reach chapter 4, the chapter is entitled Before I Walk into Church. And the subject matter builds on the previous chapters, where we underline the importance of being part of a church community. We don't worship alone, or we don't journey alone. The importance of worshiping God, and the importance of building each other up in love as God's community. But before we come to today's chapter, it's helpful for a few moments to turn to our Bible passage from Matthew 6. It's a good foundation to what Tony Payne is speaking about. So let's turn to the passage in the Pew Bible or the weekly sheet. In this section of Matthew, Jesus is giving a long teaching sermon. And people are listening intently. In fact, it covers about 3 or 4 chapters in Matthew's Gospel. And Jesus touches on many aspects of Christian life, from the attitude of Christians to respect, to love, to being salt and light in the communities around them, to giving, to the needy, to prayer, to trusting God. Jesus covers all sorts of titles and aspects. And amidst all of this is our passage from Matthew 6, 19 to 24. And Jesus is tackling the challenge of priorities in life, especially the challenge of fitting in the spiritual priorities against the earthly priorities in life. And I think we can all identify with that. I certainly can. That challenge of being busy in life, and yet the challenge of taking time for God in our own daily and weekly faith journeys. And Jesus basically says to the listening crowd that prioritizing our faith is far more important than prioritizing what we accumulate in an earthly sense. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. And then we get to the key verse. Now, I find this incredibly challenging as I prepared the sermon this week and as I thought about my own life in terms of all that it involves. I found this very challenging. Verse 21, Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In other words, what's important to us is what we will prioritize in life. And Jesus leaves the listeners, leaves us with the ultimate no-nonsense statement at the end of that passage, again, which is spot on. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. When it comes to church and Sundays, for me this is especially true. And as I say, I found it very challenging as I prepared for this week. So we're going to pick up in chapter 4 of the book with that kind of background in mind. As we've found already, Tony Payne says it as it is. I have to say, I'm not sure I would be brave enough to say the things that he says. But it is useful and challenging, as I've said. The problem that Tony Payne highlights is that not all of us, not everybody out in the world out there, see church as important. Not everybody in the world out there sees church as important. We all probably grew up in a time where Sunday was Sunday, church was church. And yet our world has changed so drastically, hasn't it? Sunday, in many respects, is just another day of the week. And so for many in our communities, for many in our land, church is the last thing that is in someone's mind. And so Tony Payne speaks into that, and he gives many reasons that folk are irregular in their attendance on any given week in church. Why does it happen, writes Tony Payne? Well, of course, there are holidays and sicknesses, and that accounts for some of the weeks that we miss. But it's strange how quickly the absent weeks mount up. A family event, children's sport, and for me that's the big challenge of our day personally. A tiring week, bad weather, a weekend away, looking after visiting relatives, a late Saturday night, work deadlines, hitting stop instead of snooze on the alarm, and sometimes just couldn't be bothered laziness. In reality, what stops us from turning up more frequently to church, writes Tony Payne, these are his words, is a failure to grasp just how vital the ministry of turning up really is. I wonder, have we ever thought of church in that way? How vital the ministry of turning up really is. Have you ever thought of church, writes Tony Payne, that way, where when you are not here, you are missed? When you are here, it is to everyone's benefit. In the rest of the chapter, Tony Payne sets out a threefold challenge for us as we think about our faith, our church, our priorities, and what takes us away from church. I'll come back to number one in a moment. But the second of the three is pray. We should be praying, as we've already heard, for our church. Not only as we come on a Sunday, but each day we should be praying for our church community, for those that we are in relationship with. And number three that he writes is think. We should be thinking about what we are doing in church before we come to church. Thinking about what it is that we are coming into. But for Tony Payne and for me, the most important word to consider as we think about church and the priority it holds in our busy lives is the word go. That for him is the most important word, go. And again, I quote directly from the book. It starts with the decision to be there every week. If you think that church is necessary but slightly tedious chore, in which you have very little part to play, apart from getting some spiritual sustenance for yourself, then, writes Tony Payne, your commitment to being there regularly is likely to be wobbly at best. You'll get there when you can. You feel a slight pang of guilt when you don't, but certainly not enough of a pang to prevent you from missing it reasonably often, especially when there is something more pressing or attractive to do. And then I love how he finishes in terms of his argument. One of the most important acts of love and encouragement we can all engage in is the powerful encouragement of just being there. He says, because every time we walk into church, we are wearing a symbolic t-shirt that says, God is important to me, and you are important to me. And on the back it says, and that's why I wouldn't dream of missing this. Again, I wonder, have we ever thought of that? As we walk into church, it says, God is important to me, and you are important to me. Similarly, writes Tony Payne, when we stay away for no good reason, 1 week out of three or more, we send the opposite message. And so perhaps the most important thing you can do before you walk into church is simply to plan to show up every week unless some emergency intervenes. No one, says Jesus, can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. So here's the takeaway for all of us. Church needs to move into that category of non-negotiable fixtures around which we plan other things. He says it as it is, doesn't he? And it's challenging for me and challenging for us all. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I love that image that Tony Payne gives us, that each person in this parish is important. Each person is loved by you. Each person is part of this community, this congregation. And yes, there are challenges for us all. There is the busyness of life and what that brings on a daily basis. But how important it is for us to be here, to say to you how much we love you, to say to each other that we are part of something important. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.